Mary Chinnock-Pete left behind a powerful legacy, protecting and promoting Yupik values. That legacy was on display as the Kuskokwim campus held its 45th commencement.
She was a voracious reader, outstanding role model, and hard worker for the family and her people. Mary's graceful hands were expert at cutting fish and preparing subsistence foods or gourmet meals.
That's Nita Reardon, a friend of Pete's. KUC honored Pete with a moment of silence, a slideshow of pictures, and music. Meanwhile, other speakers at the graduation talked about the importance of maintaining the Yupik way of life in a Western education system. Assistant Professor Sally Sampson was the keynote speaker.
As Yupik teachers or teaching Yuchtun were taught to teach the children the language or the letter sounds before teaching them to read. But as Yupik people, we are taught that children learn through observation, through trying and errors. And that's just how literacy begins.
For Gabina Okikun from Kotlik, it was a huge day.
Through my journey of furthering my education through the distant education program, there were 10 words that went through my thoughts since I started taking classes. The first letters of these words spell out a sentence I would hear when I got myself into a new situation.
She spent years, semesters, slowly working through her class requirements so she could get her bachelor's degree in child development. She did this while raising a family and working. But now she's done and had these words about words of advice.
Whenever you get yourself into a new situation, I always remember the 10 words you make up to get through it. Make it spell out, do your best. That was what my mom would say to me. Going through these years, I knew it was a positive situation, so I did my best. So Mom, I did my best and I got it. Bachelor's of Arts.
The ceremony closed out with the Kuskokwim dancers performing the first song that the late Mary Pete danced to. This year, the Kuskokwim campus graduated 24 students. Congratulations to the graduates of 2019. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.